Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Mariano Atulabert, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Good.
Yeah, well, thank you. A bit cool this side, on the cold side, but we are trying. I know that it's warm that side.
Yes, it is warm this side.
Lovely, fantastic stuff. Now, we're talking about weight, fertility, and pregnancy. It is a second session. You know, as we discussed last week, maintaining a healthy weight is crucial for both fertility and a healthy pregnancy. Being underweight or overweight can negatively impact a woman's ability to conceive and increase the risk of complications during pregnancy. Now, Doc, how much weight should a woman gain during pregnancy?
Very important question. Now, depending on where the woman is she underweight? Is she overweight? Does she have a regular normal weight? The general guideline is that if a woman is underweight, now, let's not forget that there's a reason for this. Just like you have said, fetal growth, the health of the mother, these are important reasons why the weight gain is very key to life for the mother. Now, if the mother is underweight, she still needs to gain like 28 to 40 pounds. That is about 13 to 18 kg. That's underweight. Now, if a woman is underweight, she needs to really do something before she conceives. Because complications, as we discussed, they are there. Now, if there is normal weight for the woman, then she's going to gain 25 to 35 pounds, which is about 11 to 16 kg. Now, if the woman is overweight, then she should not gain more than 15 to 25 pounds or 6 to 11 kg.
During pregnancy.
Now, for the obese woman, not more than 20 pounds.
Okay.
That is about 10 kg. Now, these are definite weights which must be monitored by the antenatal health care giver. Now, looking at a person and saying, yeah, I'm gaining weight, I'm not gaining weight, it's not good enough. You need to really get antenatal care, get on the scale, and see how the weight gain is coming on. Because if it's too much or it's not getting enough, the life and health of the baby and the mother, they are at stake. So these are the definite ways that I found out by doing some research. So the question then is, if a woman is carrying twins, then she needs to be a little bigger. So the recommendations are higher. But I'm emphasizing that a woman must have antenatal care and be ready to be taken care of by a midwife, a medical doctor, a nurse, who they are versed in midwifery. I'll tell you a short story.
Yeah.
I had a sister, not a blood sister, who was living close by me. And because she knows that I have idea in natural health care, she said, why don't I help her? And I insisted, go to the hospital so that you are properly monitored. I was not trained in midwifery. Well, thank God I did. I spoke with the husband. I said, make sure you go to the antenatal care. I thank God I did. Because she went into pre-eclampsia. She will have died at home.
My goodness.
Yes. So it is very important for the pregnant woman to get antenatal care.
Mm.
That is what has reduced the death of delivering a baby, where the baby can die,
mm-hmm.
or the loss of the mother's life.
Mm.
There's a greeting in my local language.
Yeah.
When a person has delivered a child.
Mm.
The greeting in my language is, welcome from danger.
Mm.
So it is known that in pregnancy and delivery, it is a dangerous situation.
Mm, it's a danger zone. Mm.
So we need to make sure that we are in the care of those who know what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot be careless. A man cannot just say, well, don't worry, I'll deliver my child myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard of one recently.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what the mother of the girl did?
Mm?
She came and took her daughter.
Yeah, well, she got
took her. Took her to herself,
mm.
registered her in the hospital until she gave birth to the baby.
Yeah.
Because the man did not have money for antenatal care.
My goodness.
And he was trying to do, oh, no problem, I'll take care of things. It's dangerous. So that is very important, just for emphasis sake.
Mm. Mm.
How do we get this gain weight?
Mm.
Is it only by the baby getting bigger? Well, the baby definitely must get bigger,
mm-hmm.
but we must have a balanced diet.
Yes.
Whole grains, plant protein recommended, especially for the overweight and the underweight. Plenty of fruits, vegetables. And when we talk about vegetables and fruits, it's not the one you unwrap from colorful papers or colorful cans.
Mm.
Near garden harvest as much as possible.
Mm.
That is the one that the body really recognizes. Empty calories must be avoided. Sugary drinks, junk food, processed snacks. No, those ones, they don't help. Just like the person that is not pregnant, more so for one that is pregnant, it is necessary to eat very good food. And good food comes from nature. So these are important factors that we need to look at when we are talking about weight gain in pregnancy. How about physical activity? Sitting in one place, sitting down for long, is not ideal in pregnancy. Oh, sleep, 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 sleep. And rest.
Mm.
No. Moderate exercise.
Yeah.
Walking is still the best exercise. And if you can swim, why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, some people deliver their babies in a swimming pool, sort of, inside water.
Mm.
Maybe you've heard of that. Very interesting.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard
that. Please. Yeah. 30 minutes daily walk is safe and beneficial.
Mm.
And empathy again, even in our physical exercise, we need to consult our healthcare provider, especially if maybe you start walking and you get so tired, it has start having palpitations. We want to consult a healthcare giver. You need to monitor signs, blood pressure, sugar level in the blood, and so forth.
Mm.
We don't want rapid weight gain, especially in early or late pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And inadequate weight gain, it will affect fetal growth, of course. So for some who have severe nausea or vomiting, there's still the need to consult with a health caregiver.
Mm.
Because if it's too much, then the person will lose weight and will not be gaining enough weight as needed.
Yeah, yeah.
I met a lady that will have nausea from beginning of her pregnancy till the last day. Some people are just that unlucky. So consistent taking care of the pregnant woman is very important. Sometimes, if not all the time, some supplements are recommended, like folic acid, calcium, vitamin D, prenatal vitamins, but I will cancel. Please let these be recommendations from the healthcare giver and not from my friend that was pregnant. Oh, what did you take during your pregnancy? This, then I go and buy this thing. No, we are different. And our needs are quite different. So this is very necessary to see our health caregiver.
Yeah.
Mental and emotional health is very important in pregnancy. Do you know that everything we do, we say, we talk, how our moods are, affects the unborn child? It's very interesting. The child starts hearing, I call the fetal child, because it's coming to be a child, it's a baby very soon. They hear what we are saying. If the mother is shouting and in distress, it affects the heartbeat of the unborn child. So it's very important that the emotion of the mother is well guarded, well taken care of.
Yeah.
So there are some things that I just want to mention that are now getting more and more common. Gestational diabetes, preeclampsia, that is high blood pressure. They are becoming more and more common. And it is because, to a large extent, a lot of high sugar foods and junk foods are being taken by majority of the population, including the pregnant woman. So this one, I'll say, for the sake of the health of the mother and child, it is very important that this type of food be left alone and begin to watch out for things like infections, UTIs, urinary tract infections. They can happen. And when this happens and the child is being born, many children will get the infection right there and then. Smoking, alcohol, use of drugs, they should be left alone. So there's a need for lifestyle adjustments. I've heard of many individuals who, for the sake of their child, will stop all these habits that are unhealthy.
Yeah,
which so they that should. They can have a healthy child.
Which they should.
So, yes, caffeine. My own recommendation is leave it alone. So all the caffeine that is taken for the highs, well, it's time to now do without them. So things that we can think about that can affect weight gain are things also that will affect the health of the mother and the unborn child. And when they are nipped in the bud early enough, they help save lives. The one good thing about antenatal care is that they also give a lot of education. Because generally in the African setting, especially, most of our mothers of my own age, they don't talk about these things. They don't talk about it. Schools don't talk about it. Most of us got our information from reading. There is a book that I remember that I read a lot. It was titled, I don't know if it's still available, Every Woman. That's the name of the book. I can't forget it. Because it was my Bible. Educating me about what was going on in my body. What to expect. Because nobody taught us. We only laugh and giggle about those things as girls. During my own time, that is in the 1970s, when we were just leaving school and becoming women, we just talk about those things amongst ourselves. There isn't proper education. But when antenatal care is started, a lot of education is given, and that helps quite a lot to understand the changes that is happening in the body,
yeah,
and how to care for the newborn that is on the way and when it arrives.
Beautiful. So underweight or overweight are things to definitely look out for during pregnancy because they could cause complications. And I love that you also, mentioned, what's the name of the book again? So that whoever wants to read it can just Google it.
Yes, Every Woman. I don't remember the author.
That's fine. But if you're listening out there and you are beginning your pregnancy, maybe on your first trimester, but try out that book, Every Woman. You'll find it there. And the doc says she found it very useful. Thank you, doc. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Yes. Have a beautiful Sabbath.
Have a blessed Sabbath too.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.